there's all this fear in the scene, right, over whether or not he's like, oh, you can't, don't put him on the ice. Like, Dill's going to kill him. And then he just knocks him the fuck out.
Hell yeah. I guess, okay, so that was my number two favorite scene in the movie.
Yeah.
My number one favorite scene was when he's holding his daughter and a single tear rolls down his cheek.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he's got that tear and he's talking to his wife and crying. And I was like, oh, fuck, I just love watching men cry.
Yeah, the two things that you got most excited about watching this movie were through the first half or so of the movie. Like, you were chomping at the bit for Sean Avery to show up in like a I fucking hate this guy thing. And Ryan did not understand who this guy was or why you hated him so much, but you're just like, he's a piece of shit. I just,
So this is the thing.
You were so hyped for him to show up. Yeah.
After we had recorded the Sean Avery episodes, I for sure went on for two full days about what a dick Sean Avery was.
Just to Ryan, like, and just forcing him to hear it?
Okay, yes. Yeah. And he has fully edge-sketched that from his brain.
Yeah.
And he will never listen to the episode.
Oh, fair enough.
So that's just a level of fury he will never understand.
So you were really excited for Sean Avery to finally show up. And you were also really excited anytime a man cried, which I think was mostly Richard.
Yeah, I think it's only Richard.
I think there's another. Yeah, you were horny for men crying. You were going nuts for men crying.
Men crying in the 50s? That's rare as hell.
Yeah.
That's like a very niche. If you are a woman in the 50s and you have a kink for men that cry, you're kind of fucked.
Would you describe yourself as having a kink for men that cry?
Maybe it's not quite sexual, but it's almost sexual. Like, it's for sure, it does something to me, absolutely.
Okay.